Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, Sean, and Cass. Morning, everyone. Episode number 11, Interest Rates with Mates. How are we doing, everyone?
Good morning.
Good morning, thanks.
Good.
Great topic today, and a topic that sort of hides in the background. Not many people know about is your credit report.
I love talking about it.
So most banks will do a credit report. So I found a good little snippet on credit reports. Credit report is a detailed record of an individual's credit history and financial behaviour. It contains information on the person's credit accounts, such as credit cards, loans and mortgages, as well as their repayment history, credit limit and current balance. So it's an insight to someone's life, pretty much.
Pretty much is, isn't it? It's, I don't know if we're going to sort of break right down into it today, but it is. I mean, look, and as you said, most banks will do a credit check on the way through, so on the application submission. We do a credit check on everyone here at Mason Finance Group, just so that we can have that discussion with customers up front about what their credit report looks like as well.
Yeah.
And when I used to work at a different lender, we would only do a credit report at the end, so we never sort of saw what was in the background until you got to the very end, and then it was a hello, surprise, yeah. You've got a default.
It's either a pleasant surprise or a, oh no.
Yes, it's a tough conversation.
That's right.
The hopes are up. And
I think one thing to add in there is like a lot of banks and like personal loan providers, car loan providers will do that credit check up front and leave a footprint. So if the client's made an initial inquiry for a $40,000 car loan, boom, that's on there. That's like the first thing that lender will do and actually leave that footprint, leave that inquiry. Whereas, you know, We do what's called a soft touch credit check where we get a copy of their credit report, but there's no trail. Like it's more so just a view. I've had a number of clients that, have inquiries on there that they don't believe they've ever applied for finance with that company. It might just be just checking on an interest rate or something, see what's on offer. And that lender has left a footprint, like left a mark, which can be detrimental.
That's happened to, a few of my clients, and it's they're not aware of it. And sometimes it can be done when they're approaching the lender or even through those apps. So if they're, applying for a buy now, pay later, there might just be something in the fine print that they're consenting to that credit check. Not realizing it's actually going to impact their credit report.
And because so many customers are online these days, it's all digital traffic, isn't it, really?
That's right.
Just a click of a button and all of a sudden they're doing a credit check that pops up on your credit file.
That's right.
And the more inquiries that someone has, and the inquiries are based on a five-year time frame, the more inquiries someone has on their credit report can be quite detrimental
to that score.
To that credit score.
Especially in that short period of time, like as you just mentioned, like you could be online, you could do five checks in an hour or so.
Yep.
And the credit reporting algorithm thinks that, oh, this person's in financial hardship, like they're stressing trying to get
an active credit
loan.
Seeker.
It can be detrimental to that score.
Yeah,
I think it's important for people to understand their credit report. I know that you can actually sign up with Equifax and I think you pay a monthly fee. It's not a huge amount, but it does notify a person if there is any activity on their credit file, particularly given the fact of all the recent hacking and everything that's happened. I think it's imperative that people actually keep an eye on what their credit report looks like and what activity is actually occurring, because there could be things happening that they've got. I've had a couple of clients that have actually had their identity stolen and have had to go on.
I had one last year. Someone had identity fraud.
It's brutal. Yeah. It's really brutal for them.
On that too, like when you're monitoring, like when you sign up and you can monitor your credit report and that, you can also block, like you can put a block on your credit report, which is a really good function.
I've had a couple of clients in the past couple of weeks that have put a ban on because of the Optus hack that came out, and they just don't, they're fearful, which is understandable.
Totally.
But the application's gone to the lender and they physically can't progress forward because they don't have access to that credit report.
To be fair, I think Optus were pretty good with that. I think they sent out an email with a few different options on how to block your, how to put a hold on your credit report, and just confirming that obviously if you're genuinely applying for credit, obviously you have to remove that block, otherwise it'll just auto decline. To be fair, I think Optus were pretty good with communicating that with their client or customers.
So what a credit report, or the one that we do, is a comprehensive one. So it pretty much breaks down if there's any adverse on file, what your credit inquiries look like, so how many you've had sort of over the past 2 or 3 years, what accounts you currently have open and closed as well. That's how detailed it is. Any defaults, and those defaults can go back
5 years.
Five years generally.
Yeah, they stay on the credit report for 5 years.
Five years.
The total limit, so all of your accounts that you have credit with, what that total limit equates to. If there's any sort of worst repayment history in the past 24 months, and that's something the banks look very, very closely at. Any financial hardship information, insolvencies, actions, business relationships and directorships. So very detailed.
It's really important, that repayment history status now, because up until around 2 or 3 years ago, they didn't actually report in the banks. It was just it was a credit score. But now that comprehensive credit score system, yes, that they introduced, and I'm pretty sure other advanced countries are using it as well, and that's where we sort of picked up off the back of that. But now it is tracking repayment history over the last 24 months, so it's a moving timeline. And if you're missing payments, and customers think, if I miss a payment by a couple of days, is that going to affect the credit score? It doesn't. But if you miss it by more than 30 days or 31 days, it will show up as a month overdue. And then if you miss it 2 months in a row and you haven't paid it on time, then it will show up as obviously 2 months in arrears. The worst that it can show is 6 months in arrears. And then it's basically an X on the credit report as well. So we've had customers that thought they might have closed the facility down. And generally we see this where there might be a separation between a couple. I only had one just yesterday where there was an unpaid default, for example, didn't even know that she had it, only for an AGL electricity account. Mm. And now it's been paid, but thought the X was paying it. So these are all the reasons why we obviously look at the credit report. Yep. And check the credit score as well.
And what banks are looking for in that credit report is that repayment history. So I know that we've sort of touched on some refinances, and there are some simple verification, and they'll actually go off the repayment history on the credit report. But it's also sort of that late payments that Colt was speaking about. So Todd, what's the general sort of rule of thumb for if we're doing a refinance or a purchase, the sort of best repayment history that you can
get? So the most favourable lenders, the most lenient lenders, 6 months clean history on all current facilities. But in saying that too, like some of the more conservative lenders, they want 12 to 24 months clean history. If there's any one there, then they're questioning it. So once again, just, you know, the benefit of a broker is we've got so many different options. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's through no fault of their own. Sometimes, you know, they've moved houses. And they've just like, how many times do you get a client with a GE card or a Latitude card that they didn't even know they had, or
20 years
ago. Thought they'd closed it 20 years ago? So sometimes it's through no fault of their own. And in that case, we do still have options, as long as the last 6 months is definitely clean. But it does vary from lender to lender. So
we've got business relationships and business names, current directorship, previous directorship. Colin, you've been business 20 years. What would you say, why would that be on a credit report?
Oh, look, I mean, company directorships and business relationships show up more so from the risk, you know, to a bank. If a customer's got a shareholding in a company that might be experiencing financial hardship or liquidation, bankruptcies, et cetera. But it's important for us to know of any shareholdings or any directorships in a company as well, so that we can cover that off in terms of our income verification as well. Look, I mean, it does hold its place on a credit report. There's a lot of customers that have, might be self-managed superannuation funds, and obviously there's directorships in place for that as well. Yep. It doesn't affect anything that we're doing normally with the loan application process, but we still need to ask the questions.
And there are some options for people that don't have good credit history, and we were just touching on this before. So, Cass, you've had a couple of scenarios where potentially they can go to a credit.
Yeah, correct. So as far as getting the judgments removed or a default removed, that is sometimes an option. It's not always an option, but so far I've had 100% strike rate, which is pretty good. And what that does is it then means that we can then go back to a mainstream lender. So we're not looking at a specialist lender with a higher interest rate. We can put them back into a normal home loan at a standard rate if we can get that default removed from the facility. I think the only thing I haven't actually done is the repayment history. I don't know that there's an option to get that repayment history removed.
I don't think there is. I've tried that with some customers that complained back to the bank because of they might have moved address and they might have, you know, mightn't have been sent mail or whatever.
That's a bit of a tougher one.
The banks are pretty tough on it.
So, yeah, they are. They are. And look, I guess working with a broker again, we can mitigate that. So if there is that, you know, we've moved or there's been a you know, change in circumstances or something like that, and if the late repayment was, you know, 12 months ago or something, we can sometimes go back and say to the bank, look, hey, look, they only missed one payment. Contact up to that point was great. Contact since that has been good. And usually we can mitigate that with the bank and get it through. If it's 6 months.
And if they've got savings in their account too.
Yeah, exactly.
We can actually demonstrate it wasn't, you know, through no fault of their own.
Yeah. Exactly.
They had money there to pay it, but it was, you know, just missed because of whatever the reason might be. Might have been moving house, like Todd said.
Yeah, so, or even in this rising interest rate environment. I had one recently where they had a fixed repayment, so they'd actually set their repayment at a fixed amount, which was a couple hundred dollars above what their minimum monthly repayment was. But then obviously after a few interest rate rises, their minimum repayment exceeded that fixed amount. And there was just, it was just a simple error. They just hadn't updated it. So they actually did fall into arrears for a couple of months, but we could show bank statements to say that they were making the repayment on time. They just forgot to update the fixed amount. And we had success with that one just because that, like, they had plenty of funds in savings, that there was a genuine story behind it. So
Yeah, there is a little bit of common sense prevails, right, with the lenders. Like, they don't – I mean, look, and some lenders, I think someone touched on it before as well, they don't actually even check the credit score. They don't even check the repayment history indicator status. So, like, there are – talking to a broker, obviously there's many different options, many choices that we can take a customer through to get the best outcome.
Yeah, so those defaults can't be removed for whatever reason. We do have non-conforming lenders in what's called traditionally LODOL. We're actually going to do an episode next week, so stay tuned for that one. But that those are lenders that will generally don't credit score.
Yep.
So that could be an option as well.
Yeah.
So if you're interested to sort of see what your credit report looks like, we're happy to run a credit report for you. We'll send you out an email just to accept privacy. Driver's license, and away we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll just give customers a bit of an idea around where their credit score sits now and whether there's any concerns, you know, on their credit report over the last 2 to 5 years.
Very good.
And I think as a group, like Mason Finance Group, we're all about educating customers as well, so helping them to understand what their credit report actually means.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, thanks for joining this week's episode. Next week we will be talking about LODOL, so we'll get into that more next week. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.